listening to the Knicks Recap, your source for all New York Knicks-related content.
Zach, what's going on with you, man? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's going on, Zach?
Not much, man. Headed to the airport.
Where are you headed? Denver?
Yep, headed to Denver. Good win last night.
Nice.
Tibbs made some changes in the rotation. So, we'll see. They played well last night. Thought the defense, especially in the fourth quarter, was good. I thought Obi, Quickly, Brunson, Sims were all really good. I thought RJ was really bad. I thought if they would have lost that game, RJ would have gotten a lot of heat. I was surprised they stuck with RJ so much, honestly. He was a mess last night. Like, he must have missed 6 or 7 shots, like, within 5 feet. And we're not even talking about missed open threes. And he's kind of searching for it right now. I thought Randall was kind of, he had turnovers, which were bad, but I thought otherwise he was okay. The most important thing to me was the defense. The fourth quarter was really good. I thought the first half, for the most part, it was good. They got to play like that. They're not going to beat teams, without playing defense like that. So I thought that was pretty good.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Zach. So let's stay with RJ Barrett real quick. I know that you're more behind the scenes than we are. What is going on with RJ Barrett? Is he sick? Is he hurt? Did he put on too much weight this whole season to the point where he looks even slower? What do you think is the issues going on with RJ Barrett? Because they did put out a report yesterday, and Mike Green did say he was sick.
He's been a little under the weather. Doesn't have COVID or anything, but he's been a little under the weather. Look, I agree. I mean, he does look like he looks like he's moving in quicksand, especially yesterday. He's had some games where he looks good and he's had some games where he doesn't. We all know he gets off to these slow starts. I do think having to be the guy to defend the top perimeter player on the other team is wearing him down. I remember there was a stat a few weeks ago how he was like fifth in the league in terms of miles run during games. And that's going to take something out of you. I'm not trying to give him excuses, but I think he's a factor somewhat. I think he's expending a ton of energy. And I don't think that's something you can ignore. But he's got to be better. Last night he was really bad. I don't think if you watch that game, I don't think you could say that. He was really missing free throws. He's missing wide open threes. He's missing shots at the rim. There were like 4 or 5 times, I think, where a teammate cleaned up like a shot at the rim and like they scored, but it was fortunate because he was missing like easy shots. Like he's got to figure it out. He's got to play much better for this team.
You feel like he's pressing a little bit? I mean, it seems that way a little bit. And, at times he's playing as, the second, third option on the team. And even yesterday, maybe if he was sick, should he have just sat? And if so, like, is that kind of like, well, no, I need to be out there. I need to press. There's a lot of narratives going on. You feel like, I know RJ is, he's a sound-minded guy, but, and he did get paid, so he's probably not worried about the bag so much. But do you feel like some of it's starting to creep into him mentally and as far as, like, well, this is not my style of game, whereas last year he was thrusted into the number one option towards the second, half of the year. Does it seem like that might be the key to really unlocking him? And is Julius Randle in the way?
I don't want that. I do think he was pressing yesterday. Coming off Sunday when he got benched, I do think he was pressing yesterday. I mean, you could just tell by the way he was missing shots that he was pressing. But, you know, in terms of kind of the option, I don't see that. I think he's having a Brunson around should help him because he's, you know, getting more. He is getting shots, and he had like three or four wide open threes yesterday that he missed. Like, those are shots he's got to make. You know, like, I think you're kind of, by saying, well, he's not the number one option, maybe that's hurting. Like, he's not a number one player in this, you know, on a team in this league. He's just, right now, he's just not that kind of player. So I think that's kind of almost giving him an out. You know, I he's going to say, I've got to play better. You know, they expect him to play better. He expects to play better. And look, I don't think he's been terrible this year. I know he's only shooting 30% from three, which is clearly a number that's got to be remedied and improved upon. You know, I was looking at all of them. Like, you know, Randall's shooting 33%. Brunson, I believe, is at 36. You know, those are your three top guys. You know, I mean, Obi's at 40, but Obi only plays about 17, 18 minutes a game, which is, you know, another which is another discussion. But, you know, look, RJ's, he's got to be better. Like, he really does. I do think he was pressing yesterday, but in terms of, you know, the season in general, I don't know if he's pressing. I just think he's off to a slow start.
Zach, I 100% agree with you on that. 100% agree. Just wanted to shout out again everybody on the space. We got Zach Brazilla from the New York Post up here. If you're on the space, please go ahead and share this space and make sure everybody's listening in. I just wanted to shout out Nick Spaces, obviously, when presenting and hosting this. Zach, again, thank you so much for your time. I know you're headed to the airport on your way to Denver. Really want to talk about that. But before I get to that, you kind of spoke legitimately about what I wanted to speak about with Obi. It's a travesty, I think, what's happening with this man in his minutes, his ability to score, what he does out there on the floor, especially against the Jazz game, where I felt in the second and fourth quarter where he was really getting going and getting on, like a really good pass to Sims, whether the alley-oop or a nice three in transition. He then gets pulled by Thibs and Randall gets thrust into the lineup. And I feel like when he did that, at least against, you know, Utah, you saw that the Utah Jazz kind of came back a little bit during those moments. I just want to get your thoughts on that and, you know, what's your feelings about Obi Toppin and the minutes he's getting and what he's doing as he's producing in these minutes.
Look, it's clearly a fair thing that, you know, he should be playing a little more. Now, look, I do think there Obi has got a ways to go defensively still, and it's clearly a team that's struggled on the defensive end. You know, we've seen more of the Obi Randall pairing on defense with Robinson out, and you know, there've been some times where they've played okay. There've been some times where they've struggled. You know, yesterday Sims was playing great, so you obviously didn't make sense to go to those two. I know the argument is really Randall versus Obi. You know, look, he should play more. I don't think there's any doubt. Yesterday, he deserved more than 18 minutes. There's no question about it. I loved his game yesterday. You know, he had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and he had a team. I think it was a team high plus 23 in those 18 minutes. He should have played more. Should have gotten into the low to mid 20s. No question about it. But I do think, look, Tibbs like his. All he cares about is winning, you know. Like I know there's a portion of the fan base that thinks Tibbs just is gonna play Randall no matter what and doesn't like Obi. I don't really see that. Now look, should he play him more? Yeah, he should be averaging to me at least in the low 20s a minute. He's shooting 40 from three, and that's after, you know, really not a great start from three. I mean, his shot is just like night and day from what it was. And now, you know, you're seeing him maybe become a little more of a playmaker. You know, yesterday he got off the 3-point line and he set up Sims for that 3-point play. He had 4 assists, you know? So look, I do agree. He should have played more yesterday, but I don't think, and he really should be playing more, but I do think the defense is one thing that's kind of holding him back because he is not a great rebounder either. Although he did rebound the ball well yesterday. And if you're going to see him do more of that, then I think he's going to basically force Tibbs' hand and make him play him more.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. I was thinking to myself, what else could Obi do really to get more minutes? You make a good argument with the defense. I think his defense is getting better. His rebounding is definitely better. I'd like to see a little bit more of a post game from Obi. And I think if you play him consistently a lot more, I think you'll see some more of these things that Obi Toppin can do. I think we're as fans, we're limited in what we can see of him because he's averaging about 17 minutes a game. So I think, yeah, as we're talking about here, we all agree as Knicks fans, he absolutely should be averaging more than 17 minutes a night, 20 plus at least.
Yeah, he should. I mean, I think the one thing to keep in mind is like this coach, all he cares about is winning. You know, I know there's some people that, you know, I know a lot of people are down on Tibbs, but like all he cares about is winning. He's with these guys every single day, you know, like he's going to do what he thinks is going to help them win. And if Obi's not playing enough, you know, part of it's probably going to be because he doesn't think Obi's going to defend enough or rebound enough. And that's, you know, that's been those have been two critical areas for this team where they've gotten hurt on the offensive glass. And that's been a big part of their defensive issues. You know, they're still like, I believe they're top 10 in field goal percentage defense. The problem has been you're giving up offensive rebounds and it's second and third opportunities. And that's something that Tibbs has harped on is that they got to finish off defensive possessions. But look, there's no question Obi's arrow's pointing upwards. There's no question he should be playing more. I thought, like I said, their best players yesterday were Brunson, who I thought had a just fantastic fourth quarter. I loved Sims yesterday. I loved Quickly. I loved Obi. I want to see both Obi and Quickly play more, you know? And now, look, Reddish played really well yesterday too, but I really like from what we've been seeing out of Quickly lately, and not necessarily his scoring. I think his defense has been good. His playmaking has been better. He's really, you know, been getting into the lane. So, look, there are a lot of positives to me out of yesterday, but you guys are right. Obi's got to play more, especially that day yesterday where the coach raved about him. He loved his game yesterday. He's got to find more than 18 minutes for him.
Do we see more of, because I think a lot of us, you know, Troy wrote a recap, recapping the game, recapping the Knicks. He brought up earlier how, you know, Fournier didn't, you know, DMP. So no minutes from Fournier. Do we see that more with, especially, we haven't even seen Grimes yet. So, I mean, there's needs to be minutes available for these guys. Is that going to be the path you see, or was that just like an anomaly?
I think you're going to see it. I think look, you never know. There could be foul trouble. A guy gets hurt. You really never know. Who knows how the game goes? Maybe they're the game tonight. There something happens where he feels like he needs Grimes. But I do think he did like kind of what he saw in terms of the rhythm of having just nine guys. You know, the team was more connected. You really saw the impact at the defensive end of that shortened rotation. Now it's the second night of a back-to-back. Who knows, kind of, maybe it's different tonight, but I do think that could be something we see more of. You know, and look, the thing with Grimes is, to me, that wasn't really about Grimes. And also, you got to, like, he hasn't played. You know, he hasn't practiced. Like, this guy has missed so much time. It's kind of unfair to think he's going to come in and make a huge difference right away. It's going to take him time. And I think that's something else to keep in mind. Like, Tibbs loves Grimes. The franchise loves him. I know there, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, he was untouchable. Now he's not even in the rotation. But I think people need to just, you know, stuff's going to change. But I do think for last night that they liked the way that shortened rotation worked. And they liked the rhythm it created. They liked what they saw. And I think you could definitely maybe see that for the next few games.
Could I ask a question to Zach? Hey, Zach, how you doing? This is Brutus. I just wanted to find out your thoughts on about Grimes. I see that the Golden State Warriors are going to send James Wiseman down to the G League at least for 10 days. Why won't the Knicks consider something like that for Grimes so he can really get his footing back?
That's a good idea, honestly. I think that's a really good idea. And maybe that's something they do consider because he really needs reps. That's most importantly, he needs reps. And, like, you know, playing 8 minutes in the previous two games is probably not really going to do that for him. And they're in a position where they got to find ways to win games. And, you know, getting him reps isn't the right thing to do. I think that's a good idea. And I think it's probably maybe something they do consider, especially if this nine-man rotation works and they like how it's going. I can see that something like that happening.
Make sure you tell that to Tibbs if you get the interview.
I'll no, it's definitely a good idea. I'll definitely suggest it to him. Like,
you throw Deuce in there as well.
Or at least ask him, is that something you guys might consider, just giving him a few games down there just to get his footing,
Great question, Brutus. Get what's his name in there as well, because we definitely need to see more of these kids just getting minutes. You know, they need to chance to develop.
How you doing, Zach?
What's up?
I have a question. So when Fournier and I playing last night in the last couple of games, it was like on and off to where he can, decrease minutes. Or he's getting the so much minutes, whatever, when he's going crazy, but it's up and down and not consistent as far as him playing and not playing. What do you see is going to happen moving forward with Kevin?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, we talked to him last night. I'm going to have a story today about it. And, he said he's obviously not happy about it, but he understands. And, like, Tibbs is trying to win games and he's trying to figure things out. I don't think they're ready to buy out Fournier. I don't, if they could trade him in the right move, I'm sure they would. Right now it's kind of, there are a lot of moving pieces here. Like they're a huge West Coast trip. They got to win games. They found a way to win yesterday. They liked what they saw in the rotation. And look, who knows? Maybe tonight someone's in foul trouble. Maybe tonight they're not playing well, and Tibbs feels like we need a spark. We need someone to hit a few threes, and he has a good game. But the issue right now is, look, his defense is really bad, and they're not defending, And Reddish, with what we've seen from lately, and honestly really all year, I've liked what Reddish has done. His shot selection can still be iffy at times, and, his IQ I think is lacking a bit, but he's done good things for them. And look, he's been a much better player this year than Fournier. Like, there's no question about it. And, Fournier is going to have to work his way back in, and he's going to have to play well when he's in there. So right now, he's probably going to be on the bench, barring kind of something unexpected.
Has he locked? So has Reddish then, in your opinion, locked up the starting position?
I mean, I wouldn't say locked up. But I think right now he's going to be the guy at the two. I mean, his last two games, he's been really good. And for the most part this year, he's done what they've asked him to do. I think, for the next several games, he's probably going to be the guy at the two. Yeah, I do. I think right now it's him and Quickly as your two, kind of off guards. And, maybe we see some of Rose with Brunson as well. But right now, yeah, I think Reddish has deserved it. I think he's earned it. He's played really, really well.
100% agree with you there, Zach. I wanted to really talk about Mitchell Robinson really quickly. Any updates that you've heard about Mitchell Robinson and when we can expect to see him back?
Yeah, look, he's making progress. He has practiced a little. He's still not doing any contact. They're calling it day to day, which, they love to do. My gut is probably not on this trip just because, they're not going to have a lot of practice time. They're obviously not going to practice today or tomorrow. Then they play Friday. My gut is maybe when they get back home, we could see him. I probably would be surprised if he's ready on this trip. But he is making progress. They said he is feeling better, and they are encouraged that he's getting closer. And look, they've missed him. There's no question about it. Now, Jericho is starting to play better, which helps. But he's not Robinson. He's not the rim protector Robinson is. Now, he does certain things maybe Robinson doesn't do. But look, they need him. But I still don't think this trip is realistic. He's got to get some practices in. Before they're ready to, to play him. So but I do think he is getting closer. Maybe, maybe a week away or so.
Good morning, Zach. I have a question, and I apologize for the noise. Again, we thank you for coming on to the show, and we appreciate you just joining us because obviously you're on a road trip. It's probably, in my opinion, the most important road trip of the season so far, early on. With that being said, I just have two questions. Can Knicks fans really be concerned about Quentin Grimes' health and the history of his health? That's question number one, because dating back before Houston all the way to Kansas, he has a history of this. And number two, how is RJ Barrett dealing with everything mentally? Mentally, I just want to know, from your perspective, you're close to the team, you see it every day. How do you feel, in your opinion, RJ Barrett is dealing with everything that's going on early in the season?
In terms of Grimes' health, I mean, look, yeah, he does have an injury history. I think that's fair to worry about. I mean, look, he's been okay now for a while. For at least over a week, he's practicing. He's played in a few games. I think the health is okay. I don't think that's why he didn't play yesterday. I think he didn't play is just because he's missed so much time, and they just want to try to get a rhythm with the guys they have. And you know, they felt like cutting the rotation down would help them defensively. As far as RJ, I think he's fine. You know, he's kind of the same all the time. You know, he's the same after wins and he plays well. He's the same after losses and he doesn't play well. That's, you know, it's one thing I've, you know, kind of gleaned from spending time around this team is, you know, RJ's a very mature guy for his age. He's been under the microscope for a long time. He was obviously a top-ranked high school player. He went to Duke, you know. I don't, the spotlight's not really something that bothers him, you know? He had a good quote, which I relayed yesterday, you know, and talking about Tibbs and the criticism he was getting, he was like, well, it's New York. You know, you win a game, everyone loves you. You lose a game, you suck. He was like, it's just something you have to, you know, he's like, so it's just the way, it's just part of the job, part of the business. And
he gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. I know there are some people who took that as like, you know, took that quote and said like, oh, he's, you know, well, if you played better, we wouldn't, you know, if you played hard,
right.
Team play, that wasn't really what, that kind of really wasn't his point. He wasn't criticizing fans. He was just saying, that's just the way it is in New York.
It's reality.
People, right. People either love you or, you know, they love you when it's going well. They, you know, they kill you when it's not. And yeah, like, yeah, he's been like that. You know, I've been really impressed by RJ, you know, the way he's handled the Donovan Mitchell questions and how he was on the trading block. I mean, I don't worry about RJ's mental capacity. RJ is built for New York. Like, people I know that's been, he really is. His mental is fine. He was in a great mood in the locker room yesterday because they won. That's all he cares about. Like, really, that's all he cares about. Like, and you know, he's a lot like Brunson in that these guys are like, he's the same every day. He really is. The mental is nothing I'd be concerned about. And look, it helps having a dad who is a basketball player who's been around the game, and you know, and he's been a huge, look, he's, this guy's dealt with media his entire life. He was a huge star, you know, top ranked player, and you know, in high school, he went to a high school powerhouse. Like, I don't think anyone has anything to worry about RJ's mental.
Speaking of that, what about Jalen Brunson? Like, how did he feel about
the leadership role? What does he have to command to in that regard? Brunson's like, RJ, he's a very mature guy, and like, you know, when they lose, he's always on himself. He's saying, I've got to play better. And even when he's played well, and it really wasn't on him, you know, he's the go-to guy, you know, after tough losses in the locker room. He's always, you know, ready to talk. He's, you know, he's never out of the locker room early. Brunson's great to deal with. He really is. I think he's played really well. I really do. I know he's maybe had a few bad games. His defense isn't great, but he's a small guard. He's not a great defender. He tries. He gives his all. He works. But he, you know, I've really been impressed by, you know, his leadership with his team. I've been impressed by just how he handles everything. Really nothing but positive things to say about him.
I want to go ahead and try to throw it over to some of these speakers here as well, because I know Zach, we don't have you for too long, and I want to make sure some of these speakers over here get some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody else that wants?
I got about like 10 minutes before I got to go through security, so.
Heard you. Anybody just want to spark, just raise your hand, and we'll go to you right away. Mario, I see you got your hand up first, so go ahead and unmute yourself and ask Zach a question.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Zach. Good morning, Stan. Good morning, State, Breeze, Smooth, all Nick Nation. I'm not going to ask that question right off the bat. I want to recap the game. I thought the Knicks came out with a lot of energy last night. I guess the meeting did help a little bit. You know, they were guarding the three-point line. Their defense was good, you know. The best players I saw on the court was Cam, which I've been a fan of from day one. Over the center, I've been behind Brutus 100%. He's just got the athleticism, you know. I think there's a lot of times they look him off, you know. He goes to the corner, he comes out, and he doesn't get the ball passed to him, you know. There's plenty of times RJ and even Brunson, but Brunson you don't know. He gets clogged up, but you don't know. He takes another step and he shoots a great. He's a great, shooter. You know, he's a great shooter. You know, so shout out to him, but shout out to Obi. Shout out to IQ. I think he was one of the best on the court as far as defensive play goes. He picked up 5 fouls, but that shows he's playing. He's in the game. You know. They played well. Yeah, they got tired, you know, towards the second half. But they were in the game every point of the game. You know what I'm saying? So Cam just has the athleticism building. Somebody tweeted out, you can tell a player by just looking at him, you know? That's the way I saw Cam when we first got him for the first-round pick, right? We got him for a first-round pick. He's got the athleticism. I think RJ would play a lot better with Cam on the court. Bring back the Duke connection, you know. I think he finally feels welcome on the Knicks, you know. Julius is Julius. He'll get his points. He didn't get them last night. They did bench him, you know, for the second string, which was good. You know, he's got a contract. All these other guys, Cam, IQ, Obi, they're playing for contracts. They need minutes, you know. They need to prove themselves. I'm glad they sat. If they would have put Fournier in, we would have went down 10 points. You know, that's just an obvious. He don't play no defense, you know. What made Cam look bad is Beasley hit a couple of threes because Cam was guarding the perimeter. You know, he slides over to block the perimeter. I like the small lineup, I tell you. Not taking nothing away from Hartenstein and Sims. They both played good. They both get in foul trouble. I think Sims, he gets the ball out to the perimeter more than Hartenstein and even more than Mitch. Mitch slaps the ball, you know, wherever it's going to go, it goes. But Sims grabs the ball and gets it to somebody else. He hustled the whole night. I got to give a shout out to Sims, man. I thought he played great. But overall, to start a road trip, to take down the Jazz, who hasn't lost at home, you know, Brutus was talking to how good he thought this team would be, even though they got rid of their stars, you know. And he's right. They're a good team, you know. So I'm going to keep it short. These late games kill me. I'm an OG. I need my sleep. I got up early because I like this good morning chat recap. So I thank you guys for letting me share. I'm going to take my meds and go back to bed. Okay,
Hey, Zach, again, man, we appreciate you for coming on. I'm a flight attendant, so I already know I'm in the airport as we speak. So again, we appreciate you for coming on. We appreciate the time that you gave us. I just have a serious question to ask
you.
And again, serious question. Your opinion, nothing biased. Is Tom Thibodeau's job on the line? Is that the real reason why they had that dinner? Did Julius Randle and the Knicks feel like he's in trouble? And if he is in trouble, do you think it's coming from Leon Rose or is it coming from the fan base? How do you view Tom Thibodeau for this season? And again, I'm going to get off because I'm going through TSA. Zach, we appreciate you. We would love to have you back.
I think the Thibodeau hot seat stuff's a bit premature. I do. You know, I think the dinner was the players realizing, hey, we've been bad lately. We got whipped at home by the Thunder. We didn't show up against the Nets. We need to figure this out. I don't think Leon wants to fire Thibodeau. Not yet. I think he also understands if I do fire him, like the spotlight and the microscope is 100% on me. I don't think he wants to do that. Are there some people in the front office who aren't a huge fans of his? Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, we saw it last year. I mean, it was reported that last year there were some people who felt the team was tuning him out and the Knicks should make a change. But I don't think that's the case. I don't think the issue is the coach. I think the defensive problems are twofold. Number one, I don't think they have a lot of great defenders. Number two, they don't have Robinson. They're really their anchor on defense, and Grimes hasn't really been playing one of their best perimeter defenders. I think it's premature. I don't think he's really on the hot seat yet. Now, if they had went, let's say they went 0-5 on this trip and they're getting blown out left and right, then yeah, maybe then that maybe that's, you know, the hot seat becomes a legit thing. But I think it's premature. I do. Look, Leon Rose brought him in here. Leon Rose knows this was, you know, this was his hire. And if he, you know, whatever, 13 games into his third season has to fire him and looks bad for Leon, and the owner is going to say, what's going on here? Now, the owner is obviously a wild card. One day, Dolan might wake up, why are we getting smoked again? Leon, figure this out. It's you or him. Then, yeah, he's in legit trouble. But I, you know, I'm planning to write this for our newsletter later that I think everyone needs to relax on the coach. I do. Do I think he's a top five coach league? No. But I think he's at least middle of the road coach. And the guy who would take over, at least initially, on the bench, Johnny Bryant's never been an NBA head coach. You know, it's one thing if, you know, I remember when they fired Mike D'Antoni, you had someone like Mike Woodson who was there, who had won before, who had been an NBA coach. They don't have that guy here. Now, if you tell me Quinn Snyder wants the job, that would be a different matter. But we don't know that. You know, is Johnny Bryant going to get this team playing better? Is Johnny Bryant a defensive whiz? No, that's not something we know. So I do think it's premature. I think people need to relax. Look, it's not like Tibbs is just sitting back and just rolling with veterans. He's benched Evan Fournier. You know, he's starting a talented guy like Reddish. You know, he is playing quickly more. I know people have their issues with Obi's playing time. But look, Obi's playing much better. Like, he's developing. Like, that coach got to have something to do with that, right? I mean, you know, I think people just need to relax and just let the season play out more. The coach, to me, you know why he did the stuff with rotation? Because he wants to win, and he felt like that would help them win. That's why. All he cares about is winning. You know, that's all he cares about. And I think we just got to give the guy a little time. He didn't forget how to coach defense. You know, as we saw last night, they were better defensively. Just got to give it some time. And guys, I gotta run. I gotta catch my flight. But you know, it should be an interesting game tonight. And you know, hit me on Twitter anytime. All right.
Absolutely, Zach. Absolutely.
Thank you, Zach. Definitely give me the
Zach. Thank you, brother.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one, bro. Thanks, Zach.
Listen to new episodes of The Knicks Recap, streaming every Friday.